proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, in 1951 and continues till today. It carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive The Everlasting Nation magazine, I encourage you to contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one issue of the magazine dealt with the important topic of prayer. Today, I want to share with you one of these articles which was written by Brother Kyle Sutton, whose family is serving in Australia. I believe this story will be a blessing to you. Australia made international headlines earlier this year because of the devastating bushfires that swept across the nation. These fires were historical for various reasons. They came earlier than usual and burned hotter and higher than usual, and they were more widespread and numerous than usual, and they were more deadly than usual. The inferno scenes emanating from these zones could easily be considered hell on earth. Christians can only speculate if this rain of fire might have been God's call to repentance upon the country for their 60% majority vote in favor of the national referendum to make same-sex marriages legal 2 years ago. Since then, the perverted ideologies of transgenderism have been forced upon the primary schools. Turning from his great wrath to great mercy, most unusual and heavy rainfall began covering these same areas from late January through the entire month of February of 2020, eventually extinguishing all the fires and turning barren areas green again. It seemed to me as if God was giving the nation of Australia a choice by showing them both his wrath and his mercy. God knows how to make a believer out of anyone. But from this frightening bushfire season came one prayer that God decided to make an international headline news. Brother Sutton noted that his family booked a house for 1 week so that they could vacation with another dear missionary family. When they arrived, signs were telling vacationers to leave the area immediately. Fires were nearby and expected to increase over the next few days when the temperature was scheduled to reach 110 degrees. Brother Kyle did not want to lose his non-refundable money, so the family decided to stay. Several days were filled with smoke. One day, burnt leaves rained from the sky until sunset. That night, Brother Sutton could see a red glow in the distance. Neighbors were leaving and telling them to feel free to use their garden hoses if embers started to fall. Having some sensibility, they set a watch that night for two-hour intervals. Brother Kyle took the first watch from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. They left the TV on all night to receive news updates. As he listened to a BBC announcer interview an Aussie by phone, he could hardly believe what he was hearing. The news commentator was talking to David Jeffrey, owner of the Wave Oasis Bed and Breakfast in Mallacoota, Victoria, in Australia. David Jeffrey described what his town had just experienced the day before. Because the entire town was engulfed in flames, it drove all 4,000 residents to the ocean, the last place of refuge. The fire was so close to the beach that the firefighters were telling people to get in the water to shield themselves from the intense heat. Jeffries, a former atheist turned Christian, said that it was black as midnight at 8 a.m. and that the smoke was choking the people. He decided to pray, and suddenly a wind came out of nowhere and began blowing the smoke back. He testified that the louder he prayed, the stronger the wind blew. For this reason, he prayed louder and louder. Suddenly, the skies parted and the sun could be seen for the first time that morning. At the end of the interview, it was evident that the BBC announcer was clearly shaken by his testimony, and so was Brother Kyle Sutton. Fervent prayer makes a difference. Please pray that the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, where the Suttons live, will be shaken and stirred by the Word of God as they distribute it weekly. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into this program as we have heard the testimony of Brother Kyle Sutton in Australia. Again, this is from an article recently published in IBJM's quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you would like to obtain your copy of this magazine or desire to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.